If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 98, and I'm here with my co-host, Rylan.
We're finally... Someone spam called me. Screw all. But, we're finally on episode... 98? Took us 10 years because Ashton's been on vacation. And stuff like that. So blame Ashton for not getting episodes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we start, you know, join our Discord. It's always in the link down below. We've been stuck at 20 members. Every time. Come on, join.
Please.
It's not this. It's not
at all,
actually. Do you want a gift card? Do you want merch? Then join.
Do you want to watch a free movie?
Yeah. Join, if so. All
right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants Unleashed announcement.
I didn't get anything for that, because at the time I did these notes, nothing was popping up.
Alright. Says, face off against all new mutants and restore place in New York City as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants Unleashed serves up a slice of the action on consoles and PC coming October 18th, 2024. Team up with the brothers and bring to life April's O-News cast as players continue to... As players continue the exciting story of blockbuster hit Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. So it's a sequel to Mutant Mayhem. Says...
We talked about Mutant Mayhem not too long ago, too. I remember.
Yeah. It says movie voice actors behind the... titular brothers return with infectious teen humor. Discover all new mutants with concept art direct from the film's lead character designer. Meet familiar faces like Master Splinter, April, Bebop, Rocksteady, and more.
Also, Bebop and Rocksteady are on there.
Yeah. But, new game coming out October 18th, 2024. So, we've been getting quite a bit of Ninja Turtle games, news, and stuff lately.
Yeah.
I'm still wanting and looking forward to The Last Ronin.
Yeah, I can't wait. That game is going to be so good.
It better be so good. If it's rated, it has to be rated M. It has to be. For it to fulfill the story of the graphic novels and comics, it has to be rated M.
Because how Michelangelo is, he's all serious. He kills serious, everything.
He's depressed, and he just... He
tries to commit suicide multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be an M rated. If it's not, then
it's going to suck.
Yeah. So they legitimately have to make it an M rated game.
Yeah. Ninja Turtles is geared more towards kids, but this one, it's not. It shouldn't be. It's for adults. Like, the graphic novel's for adults. Like, they should make it M rated. Please. They have to make it M rated. If they do, it'll be such a good game.
Yeah, I can't wait. I really hope they make it good. Like, they better. I hope it just doesn't flop. That's the thing.
That's my, most highly anticipated game. Like, I don't even know when it's coming out, but that's the game that's always, I'm always thinking about. It's just, I'm excited for it, and they better not mess it up. Like, I just can't wait for a trailer, just so I'll know.
If it's good or not.
Yeah.
Because I don't want one of those games where it's like, you know, a kind of top, you know how like...
Top down. Games,
like, yeah,
top yeah, it needs down to be like a 3D...
Like, 3D, like, game. Like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game, if that one Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game where it has the movie ones.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be like that. Like,
yeah, you that could see... That would be like third person. You can see... but Michelangelo's back and stuff. And what they should do is they should play out the beginning, like do the backstory of what happened to everybody. Like you play as everybody and then you play their stories out and then what happened to them. And then you wake up as Michelangelo or whatever. Michelangelo. But you don't know you're Michelangelo, you know, till the end. But
until later. Yeah. But you figure it would be good.
Spoiler, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't read The Last Ronin, you've been living under a rock.
Yeah, if you haven't, go read it. Like it, you can find it for free online. Digitally.
There's a guy on YouTube who reads the whole thing too.
Yeah, he explains it really good.
Yeah, he does. But I'm really excited for the Last Ronin game. They better. You know how it would be cool if they did like a kind of like an Assassin's Creed, like the older Assassin's Creed type fighting to it.
Yeah.
Like how you fight and stuff, you dodge and stuff like that. But I don't know how it's going to play out. But I feel like what they should do with the, at the beginning, they should show how everyone dies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You get to play as like Donatello, Leonardo, all that.
Yeah.
But they should do it so it doesn't matter how much damage you do to the opponents and stuff.
You still end up dying.
Yeah, you're going to die either way. It doesn't matter if like their health's down there. You're going to die.
Like the book or the graphic novels and comics, they tell you how they died.
Yeah, because Master Splinter and Leonardo, or I'm pretty sure it was them too, they died by like the Shredder or something like that.
I think so.
They got like ambushed. I know most of the reasons why they all died because they got ambushed.
And then Raphael, I think he was mad because of Leonardo and Splinter, so he went and done something, got himself killed.
And then he basically committed suicide. I don't know I think Leonardo went to fight Shredder, and he died. I think it was Donatello and Splinter. They went to, like, Japan or something like that, and they got ambushed by a whole bunch of Foot Clan and stuff.
I can't remember for sure.
I don't remember. I know it was
I do know Raphael. He done something out of being mad, because that's your typical Raphael.
Yeah, mad. Yeah, and then he like basically just died because he wasn't thinking straight. And yeah. That's Raphael for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not for kids. It's not for kids. So they should not make the game for kids. There's no way you can make that game for kids.
You can't. It's physically impossible.
You can't make that game PG-13.
Because first, there's blood. There's a whole bunch of blood.
Oh, yeah. There's suicidal tendencies.
Yeah.
That's not for kids.
There's suicide in it. There's death. There's blood. Like, all that. That's a mature rarity.
Yeah.
Rating. But the thing is, like, the novel shows, like, Mikey trying to kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And the novel shows, like, it was Shredder's grandson. He almost kills Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time. He, like, throws him off a tower or something like that, if I remember correctly. But doesn't Mikey dies in the end, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if he does or not.
The last time, I'm pretty sure he does, because he, like, died in, like, the water or something. It was weird.
I don't remember if he did or not. I do know at the end he says that he is Michelangelo. But.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's been a while since
it's been a long time. All right. Anyway.
Enough with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, we're just excited for that so much.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
We don't even have a release date. We haven't seen a trailer other than an announcement trailer, but we have so much hope for that game.
Yeah, I'm just really excited for it.
All right. Microsoft could stop pushing Xbox consoles in Europe and other regions.
So does it mean, like, every console? Or just, like, the older ones?
I'm assuming any console.
Wow.
Like, it'll stop selling consoles in Europe and other regions. Period.
Wow. That's crazy. I got here. The marketing plans for Microsoft regarding its Xbox consoles could be changing in a major way. In the latest addition to Tom Warren's The Notepad newsletter, push to sell consoles in Europe and other regions could be, you know, going the way of the dodo bird. Extinct.
Yeah.
According to a tip Warren received, Microsoft will reportedly stop marketing the Xbox console itself in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Says here, instead of... The company will focus solely on Xbox Game Pass, cloud gaming, PC, and Xbox controllers. Yeah, they said, screw consoles. PC, controllers, and Game Pass is where it's at.
Yeah. Which, but, if they're not selling that many consoles, what is the point in even
It says here, Microsoft has been struggling to sell Xbox Series X and S consoles in many countries across EMEA, and the tipster believes Microsoft will, you know, accumulate less console stack to Europe as a result, he says. Warren adds that he hasn't able, you know, to fully verify the information from the tipster, but is still looking for more information. Overall, the sales of the Xbox Series consoles have been struggling, you know, since the release in November 2020, because, you know, everyone bought PS5 and Series X. Is like, it was sold out the day.
Well, the components were short because of COVID. It was so hard to find either console for so long.
I remember. Did we finally get them?
Well, it was last year they started coming in stock. You could see them in Walmarts finally.
Yeah. It was like last year they finally started.
You could start seeing them a lot, like, ever since then, they've been consistent.
People were just buying them to buy them, then they would sell them online for thousands scalping. Of dollars.
Yeah, scalpers, they would sell them for a higher price.
But it says here, according to the latest sale data, the Xbox Series S consoles are 13% behind that of the Xbox One through the same time on the market. So the Xbox One had a higher buy rating between 4 years than the Xbox Series X and S has.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It says here, they also being the Xbox 360 over the same time. So, yeah, the Xbox 360 is still
ahead. Oh, Xbox 360, well, definitely ahead of both of those consoles.
Yeah. It says here, Microsoft seemingly changing its marketing strategy. It's like, do you think this is like just changing our marketing strategy? In the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. But, yeah, I think that's what they're doing. Since they're not selling well, they're just going to cancel the consoles in general and just focus on cloud gaming and stuff like that over in Europe while, you know, we get consoles and stuff like that.
Well, I think eventually they're just going to be done with consoles altogether, and all they're going to be focusing on is Game Pass, because all their games go to the Game Pass day one anyway. So you don't even need an Xbox to play Xbox games anymore. Yeah. You can do it on your PC, on your cloud, on your phone, or whatever device you have. You don't need an Xbox anymore as long as you have a controller and some kind of device connected to the internet. Pretty much, you can play Xbox games through Game Pass. So I'd say eventually, Xbox just isn't gonna make consoles anymore. Eventually,
yeah. That's going to suck when that day comes. But, you know, it's starting to become all digital anyways. So.
Right. Might as well go to PC anyway.
Yeah. You don't even need that good of one, but...
No, not to play most games. Or a lot of games anyway. Alright, Sega teases new Crazy Taxi game as an open world multiplayer title.
Sega's new Crazy Taxi game is teased to be a large-scale driving title that will be powered by Unreal Engine and the latest Japanese video game posted by Sega. The developers further describe that it's an open-world AAA game with multiplayer aspects. Crazy Taxi, a classic series from Sega, is getting a reboot. Per latest video uploaded with Sega's YouTube channel, the new game is described by the developers as an open-world multiplayer title that will be powered by Unreal Engine. This new large-scale driving game is also said to be incorporating the classic chaotic aspect of the classic, enabling players to have a different experience with the new installment. As for the original game, Sega released in the arcades back in 1999. Arcades. Oh my.
Back in the day.
The idea was simple, but it managed to get gamers hooked up on it for hours. At the core, it allowed you to be a taxi driver speeding through the city to get passengers to their destinations. You could also perform stunts and earn extra points. So, they're just making a new crazy taxi game?
Yep, pretty much. It's going to be open world.
I'm guessing it's not going to be how like Crazy Taxi was. It's probably going to be like maybe a 3D-ish game, most likely. I feel like.
Yeah, probably. And then have online multiplayer. All right. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe overtakes the NES in lifetime sales. So game for the Switch has outsold an entire console generation.
That's actually insane.
It is.
It says there, the 2017 release, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, has, been an absolute juggernaut for Nintendo during the Switch generation. And if you need a reminder of just how successful it's been, here's a, little fun fact. The 61.97 million units shifted as of March 2024 actually means this the single game has now surpassed the lifetime sales of the Nintendo's classic home console, the NES hardware. As highlighted by Did You Know Gaming creator Shane Gill, Famicom / NES sales topped at 61.91 million sales of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Animal Crossing New Horizons sitting at 45.36 million units in second.
Yeah. It's second place is still behind. Like, 37 million, that's impressive for a game, but.
Third's Smash Bros. Ultimate with 34.22 million units sold. So, yeah, it's not even close. Like, that's ridiculous.
It's in the top sales charts every single week.
It says here also, technically, Mario Kart 8 has sold even more copies when factoring the Wii U, the 8.46 million units of the original game sold during the Wii U's lifetime. The original game was released back in 2014, so this particular entry has been around for an entire decade. Fact is, it hasn't been 10 years since this game came out either.
Well, yeah, on the Switch version it hasn't, but the game itself, counting the Wii U, it has.
Yeah,
that's the Switch version. I don't even know when.
Yeah, Switch version.
2017. It came out 2017.
That's actually crazy.
So in 7 years, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe has got 61.91 million units sold.
That's
the NES. I'm sorry. 61.97 is the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So yeah, just to think about one game has outsold an entire console generation. That's crazy.
I know that's actually insane. Like our parents' generation of like console right there.
Yeah,
and it outsold that. Like that's ridiculous. Game. I know, just a single game.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, moving on to our last. So we talked about the new Crazy Taxi game. I didn't know if you had before. Have you played a Crazy Taxi game before?
I've never got a chance to actually play Crazy Taxi. Of course, I've seen gameplay of it and stuff. I've never got to play it though.
So most people played them on the Dreamcast, and then what arcades, like you said, and then they were ported over to other consoles later. So I have played Crazy Taxi. I played it on the PSP, actually. Colby had it on his PSP, and I played it. I can't remember if it was the first or second one, but I've played them also on Dreamcast emulation, too. But they are pretty good games.
Yeah, I
would play a new one.
I mean, it's not cool. I wonder how the graphics are going to be. Are they going to be like pixelated like the other one, or are they going to be like a 3D-ish version, or what? Because it is new. It's going to be a new.
The graphics weren't terrible on the old ones, but I mean, obviously they could get better. But
yeah,
I think it'll look good. It'll look good.
Yeah, I think it will. But yeah, I have not.
Okay. I wasn't sure. All right, guys. We appreciate you guys for... Well, that's all the talks we have. We appreciate you for watching and listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. You can follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts. Join our Discord server. Once we get 30 members, we will have a movie night and some kind of giveaway.
We don't know what yet, but you know.
Yeah. Follow all of our other podcast socials, our Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, DM me or Rylan on Instagram or Discord.
Yeah. Ashton doesn't use Instagram much. So
probably Discord.
If you DM him on Instagram, he's probably not answering.
I don't even have my notifications turned on for Instagram.
Yeah, I'll answer on Instagram if you guys don't.
But Discord, I will answer. It's my username on everything. It's Armory97.
But
Rylan, you have anything?
No, not really. You guys on vacation.
You need to start listening to us while you're on vacation.
Yeah, because you made our downloads plummet. We lost 3,000 of our weekly downloads.
Know you're enjoying your time at the beach, but just put us on background music, you know? You don't even have to turn it up. Turn the volume all the way down. Just play us in the background while you're at the beach.
Yeah. But just, you know, as Ashton said, follow our socials, link in the description, like YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, screw Facebook, no one likes it. You know, Discord, it's always in the link in the description to join our Discord. And that's really all I have to say.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's Teladoc Health/whatsyourwhy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.